This next story is one which seems almost too strange to be true. Hassan Suleiman Wayne was the first Somaliland National Movement officer killed in battle with the Somali National Army back in 1983. His body was strung up in a tree and left surrounded by landmines on the ground, and there it remained for the next 27 years. This past Sunday, though, the Halo D mining group discovered the skeleton, which had long since fallen to the ground, in the minefield, and Hassan Suleiman Wayne has now been given a proper burial and a hero's sending off at a funeral attended by several Somaliland ministers and ex-SNM commanders. Hassan Kossar is with the mine clearance organization, the Halo Trust.
My organization, the Halo Trust, has been dealing with mine clearance and unexploded ordnance destruction throughout the country since 1999. And Balikhabane was one of our longest tasks, and this is still going on and will probably finish mid this year.
And it's taken all this time, all these years, to... well, to clear up the issue surrounding the body of Hassan Suleiman Wayne, who was strung up in a tree initially. The body presumably rotted and fell to the ground, but it was still surrounded by potentially deadly mines and therefore unrecoverable.
Yeah, that's correct. We are clearing about 4.5 kilometres anti-personnel mixed with anti-tank mine belt around the military perimeter. And we've reached the area of the tree last week, and we've put a demining lane to put up safe access so that we can reach the corpse. And then as we're clearing the 7 anti-personnel mines around the tree, the deminers ended up getting a signal from the ground because he's using a metal detector. And then when he investigated the signal, it was Hassan's shirt connected with a bone, which presumably later became his hand. That's how we discovered the dead body. But also the localists knew the existence of that dead body, but they thought there's no remaining.
It does seem extraordinary that it took 27 years, because local people, as you say, must have known about this tree with a dead body strung up in it all those years ago. And it must have been part of the local folklore that this had happened, but nobody could go there because of the mines.
That's correct. And as a result of our presence there, we've created that path. And our mine clearance team on the site has recovered all these bones from the ground and then handed over to the authorities of the village. Whereas this bigger national ceremony of funeral has taken place.
It just is another one of these stories of how mines have blighted so many parts of the world. But it does seem an extraordinary tale that... this skeleton in a tree could have been there for so long, and the people presumably carried on their lives around it, but just simply unable to get close because of the danger from the mines.
There are several other casualties within the village. The village itself has been affected for all these years by the mines problem, and that's why we are there in the first place. However, this man, who's most of the people are considering to be the first SNM officer killed in a real battlefield, was extraordinary as well.
Speaking from Somaliland, that's Hassan Kossar from the demining organisation, the Halo Trust.